Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated, world famous, Phil Henry Show. And his public comment whirled around a state's removal of an overweight child from her parents' care. The head of the agency in New Mexico responsible for the decision defended their action. The little girl is named Ana Marie Martinez Reino. She weighs 120 pounds and is 3 feet tall, three times heavier and 50% taller than an average three-year-old, according to the girl's physician, Monica Mahal. The New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department took Ana Marie last week after Mahal made the recommendation that she be removed from her parents' custody. Deborah Hartz, who's the head of the State Department, said Monday critics commenting the case don't have all the facts, but she can't release the facts because of confidentiality rules. She's reassuring families that their kids won't be removed from their homes for being too fat or too thin. But here's a little girl who's three, 120 pounds, and we wanted to get a medical opinion. Dr. Roland Schwinn is a pediatrician at the Taylor Medical Center in Anaheim Hills and is joining us now on our newsmaker line here on the Phil Henry Show. And Dr. Schwinn, how are you?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you.
Okay, so this is a child who is overweight, correct? And dangerously so?
First of all, I think we have to understand that this is a Latino child, and Hispanic children do tend to be, the first thing you need to know is Hispanic children do tend to be larger than other children. This is genetic. Now, if you want to take a child out of a home because of genetics, Phil, I dare say that you would want to, for instance, you'd want to take Senator Robert Dole's children away from him for fear that they might be born with the same arm that he has. Or you might...
Well, wait a minute. I mean,
yes?
Robert Dole's arm is the way that it is because of a war wound, okay? And he doesn't have any children to pass anything on to. His wife and he have had all of the kids they're going to have.
Well, that isn't my understanding. And
What isn't your understanding? Senator Dole's arm, he wasn't born with it like that. That's a war wound.
That is not my understanding. My understanding, that's a birth defect.
All right, well, we can debate that.
We could debate it, but the point is, Phil, you don't take a child out of a home because of a genetic problem. So that's problem number one. A three-year-old child that weighs 120 pounds may be dangerous, but not if it's a Hispanic child. Then I say, all right, there's some genes at work. Anyway, the child is large also because this is a Hispanic family, and they do grow them big in order to help out, whether it's pushing a vacuum cleaner or selling oranges and sunflower seeds by a freeway. One of the things you need to understand is that...
All right, doctor, so you're saying genetics and the family's need for the child to be big in order to do manual labor?
Yes, one of the things I would that you need to understand in some of the jobs that... And again, I work among Hispanic families, and I know what their needs are. Their children do tend to be a little bit larger. You have seen, I'm sure, a lot of the Hispanic children who are a little bit, perhaps squatter, but they do have a stronger neck. Their heads seem to be squarer and stronger. That to me. Now, I was going to say that when you have a child who is, for instance, engaged in some work like selling oranges and sunflower seeds, she's husky. I saw a picture of the child.
I was going to ask you if you saw this kid, because she's 3 years old, and she's really, really big. And
I don't want to characterize her as big. I would say she's husky, and she looks like she can take care of herself. And that's also a consideration.
As young as she is?
As young as she is, yes. And that's a very important consideration. So when you're dealing with Hispanic families, and they do tend to grow them larger, and if you have a job...
But she's 3 years old, doctor, and having a three-year-old child selling oranges on the side of a freeway.
I don't know. I don't know what. But I am saying that I think at that particular point in life, she does have to start thinking about taking care of herself. The health of the child is important, Phil. But a family making a dollar, a family surviving, I think you would agree, is a little bit more important. And I think that also is cultural.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Roland Schwinn about the little girl. Her name is Ana Marie Martinez Reino, who weighs 120 pounds and is 3 feet tall and was taken from her parents because she's overweight. I mean, do they think that they're feeding her too much?
They may think that they are feeding her too much, but they don't understand the need to feed her.
And you're also a child psychologist, right?
I do work in the field of child behavior, but primarily I do in association with my medical practice. You know, Phil, I saw a Star Trek once that said, "The good of the many outweigh the good of the few." That was Dr. Richard Speck who said that. And as a child psychologist, I'd rather see a child in my office with issues about being overweight than issues about being poor. And if you're poor, I tell a child if she's poor and if she's hungry, eat everything you can because you never know. And again, these are people who are poor when the man will come and take it all away from you. So eat what you can, enjoy what you can, and be comfortable in your own skin.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Dr. Schwinn, who is a child psychologist here, about a three-year-old child that's 120 pounds. That, and I saw a picture of her. I heard somebody say the poor kid looks like Jabba the Hutt. I mean, to be perfectly honest.
Well, Phil, I think that is wrong to characterize a child that way.
I know. But, I mean, the weight on this kid.
You know, Phil, the child is obviously comfortable in her skin. Not trying to impress anyone. All of these Weight Watcher, Atkins diet, Anglos, wanting everybody to lose weight. You want to lose weight, go ahead. The kid eats. And I am talking cheese, I'm talking milk, I'm talking creams, butters, sauces, gravies, yogurts. She has more self-confidence than most adults I know. And I think that is something that you don't want to beat out of a child. And you certainly want her to enjoy.
Well, let me get back to what you said about her being big because she has to take care of herself.
In some situations, I don't know. I'm saying traditionally.
Well, are you saying that Latin kids tend to run 120 pounds when they're 3 years old?
I've seen a few that way, yes.
And what do you counsel a child that is eating that much?
If they are coming from a poor family, I say creams, butters, sauces.
In other words, you encourage them. And what about the health risk?
Because most of these families need that kind of weight on a child. There is no health risk. There is simply the need for a child to be able to help the child to take care of herself and to, if she has to throw some hands.
By throwing hands what?
I think you know what I mean. If she's got to dance with someone.
Old.
Phil, you're standing on the edge of a freeway. You're selling oranges and walnuts. Someone comes along and tries to take your money. You going to stand there and let him do it?
I don't know. I guess I would. But if I'm a three-year-old child...
Well, if you're charged with the family's money and you're charged with a family enterprise, even at three, you ought to be able to do something, anything. Attaching yourself to a... You never know when the father will be picked up by the INS and the family doesn't eat for a week or two. So you need to, A, have food. B, you need to be able to kick some serious rear end if you're up against it.
All right, Dr. Roland Schwinn, child psychologist, about this 120-year-old, 3-foot-tall, 120-pound, 3-foot-tall, 3-year-old girl taken from her family.
I think that's a crime, Phil.
I understand that. Taken from her family because they think that the child was being abused in terms of overeating.
And I think that's a crime. They need that child to get out and sell walnuts.
They need the kid to get out and sell walnuts.
I don't know, but they might.
We'll take some phone calls, Doctor.
I'd be happy to.
Dr. Roland Schwinn here. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you what, that's the sorriest doctor I ever heard of in my life, and I've prayed for the look.
I beg your pardon?
The doctor is very sorry because I'm a nurse at Santa Rosa Medical Center.
At the whereabouts, dear?
Santa Rosa Hospital.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's in San Antonio, Texas?
That's right.
Oh, all right.
And I think you're really pitiful because
I'm talking about what's wrong with a child being able to handle himself.
A child 3 years old. Let me tell you, Mr. When my baby was 3 years old.
How much did he weigh?
My baby coming at 8 pounds.
At 3 years old, he was 8 pounds?
I was born at 8 pounds.
Well, he wasn't 8 pounds at three, was he?
You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you if you just listen.
I'm sorry?
The baby was 8 pounds when he was born.
Yes.
When he got 3 years old, he was between 25 and 30 pounds. Walking good, straight legs, wasn't picking up no...
Can I ask you a question, darling? And I don't... Can I just ask you one question? Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
All right. Do you have your teeth in?
I beg your pardon?
Are your teeth in?
Oh, Lord, yes.
What do you mean, is our teeth?
It just doesn't, I didn't know if your teeth were in the, out of the glass yet.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
That's what I like to know. My teeth don't have nothing to do with the child's brain.
Well, that's understandable, but I couldn't understand you because I thought maybe the teeth
were... Because you're talking too fast.
Your teeth were in another room.
You're talking too fast.
I'm not talking. I'm saying that at 120 pounds, a three-year-old is perfectly capable of taking care of herself.
And what do you mean taking? You mean you're talking about duking it out in a fist fight?
That's right.
You know, he's pitiful, really.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that
he
in a situation...
He's so pitiful.
If you have a family that needs every member to work, then you definitely have to have that kind of...
But how do you know they need that?
I don't. I'm guessing. But I have worked with a lot of Hispanic...
Well, you know what? You don't guess.
I've worked with a lot of Hispanic families.
You don't guess. I'd hate to come into your office with my child and you guessing at the condition or whatever's happening.
You're a real gum slapper. I'm having a very...
What do you mean? I understand everything the lady's saying.
Well, I don't know. There's some saliva or something. Look,
I'm
what
not,
I've said,
I don't have nothing in my mouth.
Pounds.
I'm talking to you just as plain as I'm talking to the man that's on the program just now. You are sad.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I tell you what. I would pray for the little girl, and I'll say good night, and have a good night.
What'd you say?
I understood her.
What? Who?
I understood what she was saying.
Why?
Has the lady hung up yet? I don't know. 1-800.
I'm here, Phil.
Yeah, all right. I just wondered if the lady hung up. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dr. Roland Schwinn about this little girl who, perhaps you've seen the story, Anna Marie Martinez Regino. She weighs 120 pounds. She's 3 years old. She was taken from the family home by the New Mexico authorities. I guess they think that the child's being abused. We're talking to Dr. Schwinn, as a child psychologist, about this. He says that 120 pounds at 3 years of age is totally normal for a Hispanic kid. They got to be big to be able to handle themselves selling oranges. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is one of these stories that you may not have heard, but it is a emotional human interest appeal. This girl, 3 years of age, was taken from her home in New Mexico. Why? She's 3 years old, 120 pounds. And you disagree with it. Dr. Roland Schwinn is a child psychologist. You disagree with that.
Absolutely. You don't take a large Mexican child from its home. I don't think it is. I don't think you take. If, for instance, it was an Anglo child.
That's what I was going to ask you. What if it was an Anglo child?
Then I think you've got reason to be concerned because Anglos tend not to feed their children as much. And for that, because they have that weight consciousness and they've got that. They've got a real thing for being slender. Whereas the Latin people don't care. They couldn't give, a rat's rear end. Whether or not they're sleek or svelte, because food is part of the celebration of family. And I will also say that that size for a Hispanic child tends to run a little over the average, Phil, yes. But I think the reason why that child is so large is because she is perhaps an important implement in the money-making process of that family. She may be doing some enforcing. She may be.
What do you mean enforcing? She's three.
I don't know if the family is involved in lending money.
So she's a three-year-old? She's going to bend some guy's arm for VIG on $100? I don't know, Doc.
Phil, I've worked with these people, and by people, the Hispanic people, I know I may not be putting it the right
way. Yeah, the way you're putting it is a three-year-old kid is going to twist some guy's arm for the interest on a loan. Is that it?
Or they might be raising her to do that. I don't know.
All right, let me go to Miami Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I don't know.
I'm Dr. Schwinn. How are you?
Hi. The things that you are saying are absurd. I am 15 years old, and I am Hispanic.
Are you Mexican?
Excuse me?
Are you Mexican-American?
No, I am not Mexican. I am Cuban.
Ah, there you go.
I am Cuban. No. I have a lot of Mexican friends.
Okay, can I ask a question? This might be interesting. You're Cuban-American, ma'am, right?
Yes.
You're in Miami.
Yes.
Now, we have a lady in San Diego. Ma'am, are you Mexican-American?
No.
The lady in San Diego?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so we have a Mexican-American lady in San Diego, Dr. Schwinn.
But the lady in Miami Beach is Cuban-American.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to team them up on me?
No.
I'm not teaming them up. I just thought I'd have both ladies. Go ahead, Miami. I had you on first. I'll let the lady in San Diego comment as she wishes. Go ahead.
Okay. You.
So they're ganging up on me.
They're not ganging up on you, no.
You are saying that all... Okay, what you're trying to say is that all Mexican young children are supposed to be that way when
they
they're 2 years old.
To run,
okay?
They tend to run big.
Wait a second. And then afterwards, that's like saying that all black people are musty, okay?
Or what, ma'am?
All black people are musty. All African Americans are like musty. They smell bad, you know?
What do you mean by musty?
You cannot say that all
Mexican children are that way. Ma'am, what does musty mean?
That they carry like a bad odor when they sweat.
Where are you from? Miami?
Yes.
I don't know. Out here, the black folks smell fine. And I know. I work in a clinic.
Okay, can we get off of that? What you're, the lady is basically saying, it's a stereotype, correct, ma'am?
Yes, it is a stereotype.
Well, you could call it a stereotype, but you got to take a look. Did you see this kid?
No, I haven't. But the way that you're describing her, that is not suitable for a three-year-old child to be at that weight.
She looks totally happy.
What do you mean, happy?
She looks wonderful.
No, no, no. You said
but
that
that's
you work
all
at
she knows,
don't you?
I beg your pardon, ma'am?
You said
that's
that you
all
work
she
at
knows.
A clinic, don't
she,
you?
Well, she knows food, but food is love. Food is comfort. And food also puts a good bulk on her in case...
And food can be used as abuse, too, because if somebody is trying to make a child be quiet, they can also put food in their mouth, too.
Well, I don't think that's the case with a lot of Latin families. I don't know. The two of you are aberrant. How much do you weigh in San Diego?
How much do I weigh? I weigh 120 pounds.
There you go.
And I am 25 years old.
Well, you can quibble about the age, but you're packing it on, right?
No, wait a second.
No, I'm not. I'm in a perfect weight for my height.
How tall are you?
Thank you.
I'm
5'4". Now, lady in Miami Beach, I realize my Cuban women's rear ends, and I say this, Phil, with great respect, but they
I'm
tend to be
Cuban.
Larger. The lady in Miami.
Yes.
You're Cuban, right?
Yes.
Aren't your rear ends larger than Mexican women's?
In most cases.
There you go.
But that's not everyone.
What's that got to do with it?
There you go again.
They have nothing to do with the situation.
The Mexican women tend to have a little bit trimmer in the rear end area, where the Cubans really load it on.
Okay, but wait a second. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
When you eat beans and carnitas
every day,
you're going to be a little bigger than
normal. This isn't about people's rear ends, okay?
No, but
did
you see the rear end on this 3-year-old?
Old.
Yes.
Child, okay?
She had a butt
that
on her.
That weighs 120 pounds.
Wide load. And all I'm...
Will you quit making jokes and listen to what they're saying? These are two...
This is a child. 3 years of age.
Well, I will...
Can I say something?
Go ahead. The lady in San Diego. Go ahead.
I have a comment. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Is this the Mexican or the Cuban?
This is the Mexican-American lady.
Uh-huh.
Yes, from San Diego.
Yes.
I have a 3-year-old daughter. And She's about 25 pounds.
25 pounds? What, are you starving the child?
No, I'm not. She's
Three?
A very healthy eater.
Look, I got an 8-year-old daughter who is 70 pounds.
Oh, my God.
What, she's skinny?
No, she sounds fat. But I will tell you this. Your daughter is Anglo, and that 3-year-old had a button on her. She had a rear end on her that would stop a basketball team.
I don't know where you were educated, doctor.
That's what I'm talking about. I was educated at the University of Lyon.
Well, you know, I may not be a doctor, but I know what's healthy and what's not.
Well, I can tell you that this 3-year-old kid had a big smile on her face.
Yeah, because she probably had a big old chocolate cake in front of her, too, right?
And what's wrong with that?
She's 120 pounds. She's 3 years old.
And she should not be eating that if she's 120
pounds. That does not sound right, sir.
Absolutely. All right, thank you for your calls, ladies. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. I'm sorry, Dr. Schwinn, you were saying? Because we're back on the air.
Yes. Well, really, the only thing the point that I was trying to make is that Mexican children, whatever method this woman used.
We're talking about the mother, by the way, folks, to interrupt Dr. Schwinn momentarily, of Anna Marie Martinez Regino. 3 years of age, she weighs 120 pounds. She was taken from the home of the family. Now, we don't have all the facts. We don't know exactly why. Some people are speculating that she was force-fed or whatever, but the New Mexico government agency that took the child out of the house is seeking to reassure families their kids won't be removed from their homes for being too fat or too thin. So we have some other things that we're not being told.
Well, so the idea that we're not being told, pardon me, I'm having a little bit of lunch myself right now. The idea that we're not being told is fine. I'm saying whatever method that mother used to fatten that child up, I think, is one that can be followed by other Latin families, because I don't think there's any secret that many in the Hispanic culture begin by picking lettuce or celery or this kind of thing. So if the child is going to be used for work, I think it's evident that she's being, trained in that direction.
Now, so she's being fattened up to pick lettuce.
Or to do other works, selling oranges. You make it sound as if it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's wrong culture. I really do.
I didn't understand that.
It's part of the culture of what they do.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
Wonderful. Listen, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time debating this, but as I was saying, I live in San Antonio. I work around a large Hispanic population. I do agree with the doctor in one sense that Hispanic people do have a propensity to be overweight.
They're good size. Good lot of belly.
I'm sorry?
There's no doubt about it. You're pretty good size.
Right, but what I don't understand is this, is that I don't understand how you can justify a three-year-old child being 120 pounds and then have the theory that the Hispanic people need this child to be that weight so he can work.
Well, the Hispanic people in many cultures are selling oranges, walnuts.
Right. Let me tell you what that sounds like, though. It sounds like to me what I like to call the Jimmy the Greek syndrome. You remember Jimmy the Greek?
No.
Jimmy the Greek, you don't know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy the Greek was a sports commentator
that was
fired several years ago for making the comment concerning the athletic prowess of black people. And what he said the reason why black people can run faster and jump higher is because it is known that black people have a longer Achilles tendon than the people of the Caucasian persuasion.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it sounds...
What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
There's no scientific basis for that. No scientific basis whatsoever.
You can get out of... excuse me for me.
Are you eating lunch or something, Doctor?
I'm having a little bit of lunch, Phil. I'm sorry.
That was a stereotypical statement, the same one that you're making now.
What, the kid's... I got proof. Look at the kid. She's 120 pounds of donut oil.
Right, but, sir, this is one child we're talking about. You're talking about a whole race of people and lumping them into the same bag.
If you're around Hispanic people. You've seen them. Don't they tend to be a little bit more squat and...
This deals with me on a personal nature. Let me share something to you about.
By the way,
myself.
I don't happen to think you smell musty like that
wait.
Girl.
I am 6'9". Six foot nine. I am an African American individual.
Right.
I am 43 years old, although I do not look it.
Do you
know what most people stereotype me into? Take a wild guess.
Stereotype you're into. I don't know, what, Tusi? What do you mean?
Well, they think I'm a professional basketball player.
You're not?
No, I'm 43 years old,
Why would he be?
He's 6'9".
Well, why would he be a professional basketball player?
He's 6'9".
What difference does it make?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the Spurs can use some help ever since went out with injury.
Point.
Okay.
That's my point, and I'm going to hang up and let you
know. No, the guy who went out with the injury this year with the Spurs, what's his name?
I'm 43 years old, sir. I'm past my athletic prime.
I bet you're fantastic. You can get older than you are.
Well, sir.
All right, anyway, I don't think you're a basketball player. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much.
I don't think he's a basketball.
And by the way, the guy's name is Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Duncan's out. Could use that. Phil, I think that in a lot of ways, really, what we're talking about Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing?
I just... Are these the only ones they had? They didn't have the chili ones? I think that in a lot of ways, what we're talking about is being up here.
You eating?
I'm having some Fritos. Is that... Oh, all of a sudden, that's a crime?
It's not a crime, okay? I just would rather...
You know, Mexican kids are fat, there's no doubt about it, but this won't affect them as they lose all their weight while working in the strawberry field. Mmm. Mmm. Oh.
What are you eating?
Some Fritos.
All right, here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
How are you, dear?
I'm fine. I am very fine. Now, doctor, I agree with you. I can understand what your point is you're making about the child being larger. I can agree with that. But where do you draw the line is my question. At 3 years old, 120, what? How big is the child, 120 what?
120 pounds, 3 years of age.
You don't think that that's going overboard?
Not at all.
My daughter
oh,
is
man.
11 years old, and at 11 years old, she's 128 pounds. She's obese.
11 years old, 128 pounds is not obese.
Yes, she is. She
nope.
is only 4 feet 9, and that is obese.
Not if she's black.
Why do you feel that way?
Because black people, and I'm going to put this as delicately as I can, you know you carry a little bit extra there in the backyard, right? That makes up for it.
But see...
What are you saying?
You're the guy who had the black girlfriend, Phil, but you don't know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about a little girl here, okay?
I'm just saying.
Doctor, how much do you weigh?
Me?
Yes.
That's none of your business.
Well, but you invited us into your lunch while you're eating, while you're talking
I'm having some lunch. What is that suddenly? Oh, that's against the law now. Is that it?
No, maybe that can be why your issue for this child being obese is okay. I believe that's what your point is.
Oh, get a load of you making a connection.
You know what? I'm making the same connection.
About
Thank
what?
You.
You're sitting there shoveling Fritos.
Fritos into your mouth.
All I said was I wanted the chili ones, and you guys assume it's Fritos.
You said it was Fritos.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry all the time.
Like I said, my point exactly.
Oh,
now we'll understand why you're so arrogant and ignorant. Bye, doctor.
Ignorant, thanks a lot. That hurt. Hello? Yeah, she hung up.
I don't blame her. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm hungry. Let me want something to eat.
Well, have yourself a ham sandwich at lunch.
I've had Tony Roma's.
You had Tony Roma's, and you're still shoveling down the Frito-Lays? It's 5:45 West Coast. Can't you wait till you get home?
I call my wife, what's for dinner? Nurse, could you bring me a couple more bags, too? Nurse Gia's.
What do you got, a nurse bringing you?
I just need something to eat.
All right, would you please dump this call, Mike? Would you please dump the call?
Why are you eating Fritos, too?
Well, it's just something that I wanted to do. I'm commiserating with you. You're welcome. 1-800-449-8686. And I just spilled them. Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And, boy, that fat kid, that's rough. 120-pound, 3-year-old child. And you know what's sad about that is that I don't think the parents, I don't know. In other words, I don't think it had to do with the weight that the kid was taken out of that house, because the state of New Mexico says there's more to it than that, and they won't tell us because New Mexico state law prohibits them from divulging that information to the public. And hey, isn't that an interesting little revelation? These days we know everybody's business. And you know what? It's none of your business. We took the kid out of the... I think in a way it is our business, but I sort of respect what they're doing. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back home and smoke a couple of joints and see what I think about it. But it sure is tough eating those Fritos when it's so close to dinner time. Yeah, have some more Fritos, says my producer. Gee, that's great. That's my producer's advice to me, fighting this weight. 255 pounds, go get me another bag of Fritos. Get the chili cheese Fritos, if you don't mind. As your producer, Phil, I recommend smoke a lot of reefer and eat Fritos. Well, I'm going on Weight Watchers just as soon as my wife makes that all-important call for me. You see, she's living my life for me these days. I'm a little too lazy to do it myself. I'm sure you understand. I get winded dialing the phone. So as soon as she, picks up that phone and makes that all... You know, remember the guys doing the World Wrestling Federation, all those wrestling cats that are making the pay-per-view pitch? Make that all-important call. SummerSlam's coming up. Just as soon as she makes that all-important call. Yeah, I know. A lot of you guys know what I'm talking about when I say ordering SummerSlam, don't you? Okay. There, we just killed about 30%, maybe even 40% of the female audience with that little reference there. But a lot of you guys who have kids, I just got you back. Anyway, yeah, I've got to start getting on that thing. I can't wait to see how many points are assigned to me. I got an email from Bill Kay, our old webmaster. Boy, do we miss you, Bill. We miss you very, very much. But there's nothing I can do about it, babe. I work for the bigger entity now. I can't do nothing about that. I work for Clear Channel. And when they say that my website is going to look like a pile of crap, then it's going to look like a pile of crap, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I'm looking forward to that big 5-point slice of pizza. Anyway, Kiesling emails me and he says, I've been on that Weight Watchers. The last time I saw him, looked pretty good. Everybody that I've seen who's been on Weight Watchers looks pretty good. And I told you the whole story about the Atkins diet. You guys lived through that with me. Was that back in December or January we went on the Atkins diet? And we went on it at my house for a total of, Maria went on it for 2 weeks. It was in December. Oh, that's a good time to go on a diet. That's genius. December, are you sure? That's a terrific time to go on a diet, just ahead of Christmas. Mashed potatoes, stuffed turkeys, stuffed everything. Everything's stuffed that time of year, man. Stockings are stuffed by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nick will plant his ass there. And I'm going on a diet? Somebody should have held a gun to my head and said, think about it, Phil. Think what you're doing and calm me down. But we went on the Atkins diet, and forget about it. I don't care if the cat's selling book after book. And you can take that Zone diet, and you can park that in the no parking zone, too. What's that all about? The Zone. I'll tell you one thing. When that Atkins came out with that high-protein, low-carb thing, everybody's in the low-carb, high-protein thing. It don't work for me, and I told you why. It's just, it's not good for my, it ain't good. And I put on, I got on the scale after a week, I put on 4 pounds. How could you stay on a diet? After 1 week, everybody says to me, well, you got to let it take its course, Phil, because you put on 4 pounds, then you'll take off. I know, but it was monotonous. I had to have an apple, okay? Sue me. And but anyway, I've seen two folks that are very near and dear to me in the last few months who are on the Weight Watchers diet, and they're looking real sharp. So I'm going to waddle into the meeting there. And when they say, and what's your name? Do you get to be anonymous in a Weight Watchers meeting? Can you say, hi, I'm Phil, and I'm fat? Can you do that, or do you have to give your name? Yes, and what's your name? My name's Phil Hendry. Oh, yeah. Love your show. That's great. Yeah, my name's Phil, and I'm a tub of guts. And anyway, like your show, Phil. Because I'm not saying that I'm famous, but it happens to me when I'll be sitting in a restaurant, I'll be running my mouth, and a guy will go, hey, Phil! You know, because I guess I opened my mouth too loud. I think that's the problem. I sit in a restaurant, I didn't keep my mouth shut. I saw a guy staring at me one time and going, what the hell do you want? You know, and it turns out the guy listened to the show, and he said, well, Mr. Hendry, I listened to your show. I said, well, I'm sorry, I thought you were some creep. And he said, well, I understand. So I got to keep my mouth. He says, but your voice carries across the restaurant. You're sitting there, especially when you're calling your kids a bunch of slobs and you're knocking forks out of their hands and you're beating them up. We can sort of hear that across the restaurant. I say, oh, I'm very sorry. I'll try to keep it down. I'll beat them before we leave the house. He says, thank you. You're welcome. And people can hear me and they're saying, oh, hey, Phil, how's it going? You still a fat tub of guts? Boy, you're right. You sure are big. Hi, Phil. We really like your show. Thanks a lot. Man, you do have a fat rear end. Wasn't so long ago, though, I was a svelte. So anyway, I can understand a little 120-pound kid. Boy, that's sad. But when you're parking it, you know, when you're parking that kid at a dinner table and she's got the carnitas floating and she's doing that full bean diet, what are you putting me on? Let me ask you a question. The miracle, and I'm telling you this, the miracle is that more little Mexican kids aren't the size of a freaking Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon. They're not all just ready to float away. Seriously, we're talking carnitas, we're talking flour tortillas, and here was my big move. Here was my big diet move over the weekend. You want to hear this? This is great. I sit down there in good old Jack's Deli out there in Westlake Village. Great place to have breakfast. Roxy's is good for lunch. Jack's is good for breakfast. Jack's has got, like, the New Orleans scramble. They got cool stuff like, you know, Cajun scramble, and oh, man. So I sit down there, of course, hoping to lose weight, and I said, I'll take corn tortillas instead of flour. She said, very nice, nice diet move, Mr. Henry. Thank you. Look, I saw a lady sit down at the table behind us, and she was about, I'd say, 250 going on 400. Hey, look at this. The power just went out on the thing. Okay. She was huge, and she was sat down, and she literally shoveled down one of these big Mexican scramble breakfasts, and she didn't look like she was guilty at all. I said, if that tub of guts can, I mean, if that nice lady can eat that with no guilt, I can do the same thing. Go ahead. Give me the flour tortillas. So that's what I said to my wife. You know what we ought to do around here, honey? What's that, fatso? I said, we ought to start eating corn tortillas instead of flour. Yeah, that's the problem. Sure. I said, I'm getting rid of that milk. When I stopped drinking milk and I stopped eating cheese, that I swear to God, I lost about, I'd say, 10 pounds. I eat cheese. That's wrong. I drink milk. That's wrong. I eat yogurt. That's crap. I eat sour cream. That's crap. You get rid of that dairy crap. With all due respect to my very fine listeners in Wisconsin, you're going to give me a heart attack. If I got any dairy farmers out there, thanks for listening. You know what? I'm going to die if I eat any more of that cheese. And they're going to call up and say, if we were being broadcast live in Wisconsin, but our program is so offensive and racy, they stick us on at 3 a.m. I would say to you, if you were listening to me live right now, you're killing me with your Roquefort. And by the way, what one thing you guys can do to help me out is, you know how in California we have wine tastings and you can see the signs, come on in and taste the wine, come on in and have a little thing of wine. And if you drive through Kentucky or Tennessee, they have the same thing for bourbon and whiskey. There's a Jack Daniels, literally Jack Daniels has a sipping room, and the Jim Beam, they have a sipping room. Hey, man, I don't need a billboard that says cheese tasting ahead. Come on in and eat the cheese. Booze, okay. Even if I got to drink and drive, I ain't stopping in for no cheese tasting. Because I don't do no cheese tasting. I'm gnawing on a wheel a half hour later. It's a wheel tasting. So anyway, I'll let you guys know how things are going. So it's Weight Watchers. This is the new thing for me. Oh, man. Anyway, I got to get my scale fixed. I stepped on it yesterday, and it ain't working anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.